קטע מספר אחד בשיעור בנושא איש את רעהו יעזור.
Reading excerpt number one in the lesson on the topic of they helped everyone his friend or each shall help his friend. Excerpt number one. Let me remind you the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time, for it is upon this that our right to exist depends, and upon this our near to come success is measured.
לכן פנו לכם
Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words love your friend as yourself will literally come true in you. For a verse does not reach beyond the literal, and you will be cleaned by the thought of love that will cover all crimes. Test me in that, and begin to truly connect in love. And then you will see the palate will taste.
10 gains from this. Gilad.
Except number 2, Ba'ala Sulam. Do what you can, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. The most important thing before you today is the unity of friends. Exerting that more and more, for it can recompense for all the faults.
Keta mispar
Gilad.
Sidarti lachem sedarim she'al yadam mesugalim al kol panim,
by which you can still hang on and not turn back.
Chas v'shalom. Ba'asher echad ha'meyuchad bahem hu,
and the single most special one among them is the dvekut, adhesion of friends. I sincerely promise that this love is able, and I shall remind you of every good thing that you need. And if you nonetheless braced yourself in that, you would certainly go from strength to strength on the rungs of holiness.
Okay, Gilad, maybe we'll continue.
Excerpt number 4 from Ba'ala Sulam, letter 11. I will also ask that you make great efforts in love of friends to devise tactics that can increase the love among the friends and revoke the lust for bodily matters from among you, as this is what casts hate. And between those who give contentment to their maker, there shall be no hatred. Rather, there are great compassion and love between them. And these things are simple.
Later we'll talk about this. Yes, keep reading.
Excerpt number 5. I feel all of you together that today has been replaced for you with tomorrow, and instead of now, you say later. There is no cure for this, but to exert to understand the mistake and distortion in this, that one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs salvation today. And one who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation after his years, God forbid. This happened to you due to negligence in my request to exert in love of friends, as I have explained to you in every possible way, that this cure is enough to recompense for all your faults.
קטע מספר 6.
Yes, and 6.
מוכרחו לגלות את האהבה.
Excerpt number 6 from Rabash. One must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts towards the friends, so they too would feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully. Since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's.
New York 4.
Excerpt number 7 from Rabash. If each of them does not show the society that he is practicing love of friends, then one lacks the force of the group. This is so because it is very hard to judge one's friend favorably, and each one thinks that he is righteous and that only he engages in love of friends. In such a state, one has very little strength to practice love of friends.
But I don't see it anymore. Okay, Gilad, let's go on.
Excerpt number 8. I order you to begin to love one another as yourselves with all your might. To ache with your friend's pains and rejoice in your friend's joys as much as possible. I hope that you will keep these words of mine and execute this matter to the fullest. Well, Gilad, we still have time.
Let number 9, for Maor and Shemesh. It is appropriate and correct to hold tight to love of friends and draw them closer to the path of the Creator. For by this, one can extend illumination for many days by bringing them closer to the work of the Creator.